The influence away from free will. Long ago, before there was any experience on earth, the will was denied in the heavens by spirit energy that did not understand itself well enough to accept will energy. The spirit energy saw the will as holding it back, and the spirits who manifested this viewpoint wanted to have more expansive experiences than the will seemed able to accept. The spirit energy perceived the will to be in apparent opposition to this, and they saw themselves as though they were birds chained to their perch by their wills. Overpowering of the will took place in every way it could take place, including disconnect from the spirit. This split has been in place ever since. There were many times the will has almost recovered on earth, and as many times this recovery has been undermined by something still held in denial. Because the denial was not recognized, each time it drew an outward reflection that seemed to deny free will by stopping the recovery. If this outward reflection had been recognized for what it was, the will could have recovered. The understandings needed were not there at that time, or recovery would have taken place. The will is not wanting this to happen again, and the failure to entirely recover lost will should not be judged as evidence that this cannot be done or should not be done because free will does not work. Free will needs complete acceptance and not conditional acceptance so that it can give its full contribution. Many spirits have tried to deny the validity of free will by saying that it is unwise to grant freedom in advance of wisdom. But how are you to gain your own wisdom without experience? These spirits have promoted rules and regulations, procedures, and the form of learning from teachers or experts who are supposed to know the best. Progressing through this form in accordance with approval granted by those controlling the form has had the effect of keeping things repetitively the same. Freedom, which often meant privilege, was supposedly granted in accordance with the candidate's readiness to accept it wisely. One of the problems with this approach is that someone must be set up as a judge of what is wisdom and what is appropriate learning procedures for another. While some places have had more fairness than others, wisdom for one may not be wisdom for another, and also limits for one may or may not be limits for another. The path of one may or may not be the path of another. And so this has been a continuance of the path of original misunderstandings that have denied me, while claiming authority from me to continue this denial of free will. Many who have accepted the influence away from free will have also said that doing what you want to do is selfish and even dangerous, which this is ridiculous if you really think about it. A judgment held here is that telling others what to do is not selfish, but is instead appropriate and for the good of all. Because of what was judged to be the will's original mistakes, the judgments have been perpetuated ever since. And this is self-denial. You have been given what you need to evolve and fulfill yourself, which is your will, if you accept it. What feels best all around is to do for others what you really want to do and nothing more. However, given that so many people have guilt and self-denial mixed in with love, it is likely that you will need the practice of right use of will in order to be able to live in this way.